This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ما يهديه الله فلا مضل له وما يضل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات حياكم الله وأواكم وبياكم وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله أيها الإخوة والأخوات نحن اليوم بمشيئة الله مع موعد مع يوم أو موعد أو على موعد مع يوم عظيم مهيب يوم أفضل يوم عند الله سبحانه وتعالى يوم الجمعة يوم عيد فلما يتطابق هذا اليوم مع أفضل يوم في الدنيا أفضل يوم في الكون أفضل يوم في العالم ألا وهو يوم عرفة أحب يوم إلى الله الله سبحانه وتعالى my brothers and sisters has concealed the night of the power أخفى الله سبحانه وتعالى ليلة القدر Allah has concealed that day but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the most beloved day in his sight the best day of all time although Allah has concealed the night of the power we don't know whether it's the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th we don't know exactly but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the most beloved, the best, the greatest day of all time, the day of Arafah, which is today. If the angels accompanied by the master of all angels, Jibreel, come down on the night of the power, Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he comes down in this day, the day of Arafah, in a way that befits his majesty, إلى السماء الدنيا, فينظر إلى عباده, ويباهي بهم الملائكة, يا ملائكتي, Allah looks at all his servants, those who are raising their hands, supplicating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day, and he tells the angels, all my angels, you be witness, I am saving them from hellfire. This is the day whereby most of the souls are sent from hellfire. مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ There is no other day whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves souls from hellfire. More souls from hellfire. Other than today, this day, the day of Arafah. And the beauty is when the day of Arafah coincides with Friday, يوم الجمعة, نور على نور. Hajj al-Akbar, the Hajj al-Akbar, this is the day of the Rukn of al-Hajj. The pillar of Hajj is today. This is the day where people are standing on the Mount of Arafah, raising their hands, supplicating, invoking, saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك and then they're raising their hands لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير the best dua the best dhikr of all time that the prophet says me and the prophets the best dua that we have said in the day of Arafah is لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير as they are there in the mount of Arafah raising their hands you and I here today we're fasting for those who Allah have blessed and allowed and given them a chance to fast. And on top of that, raising our hands and supplicating a message to all the mahmumin. رسالة لكل المكروبين والمرضى والمهمومين والمديونين. هذا يومكم. A message to those who are going through troubles, hardship. Sicknesses, illnesses, loss of power, loss of health and wealth, loss of loved ones, whatever problem you may be enduring, this is your day, the day of half. And not only that, brothers and sisters, this is the best day for dua. Who said? Rasulullah, your prophet and mine. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khayru dua, dua yawmi arafah. Bring out that list. Put out that chest. Stop complaining to people. And this is today where you stand facing the Qibla, raising your hand, invoking Allah Azza wa Jal. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. You complain to Him, you talk to Him, you tell Him whatever you need from Him. This is your chance, this is your opportunity. Grab it before you can never see it again. The dua in the day of Arafah, the best dua, as the Prophet ﷺ says, the best dua is the dua in the day of Arafah, which is today, coincided again with Friday. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord has said, invoke me and I shall answer your call. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. And when my servants ask you about me, I am near. Allah is al-qareeb. We choose to be far, but Allah is near, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you may live with a person who's your roommate, even a loved one, a family member. You live with that person for years and years and years, yet you feel far from that person. Although he's near or she's near, yet you feel far. But Allah Azza wa Jal is al-qareeb. Allah is the near. You choose to be far from him, but Allah is near. Qareeb. And when he's qareeb, he's mujib. When he is qareeb, he is mujib. Yujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. So, what kind of dua should we be making today? Is there any dua? Is there any etiquettes of dua? Because a lot of people, they think, I'm just going to go and raise my hand and say, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. هذا قلة أدب مع الله. قلة الأدب مع الله. You're showing lack of respect when you just raise your hand and say, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. Although Allah is Al-Mujib. One of the most beautiful names, if you want to call upon Allah using all His names and attributes. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belongs all His names and attributes. So invoke Him using His names and attributes. And if you get stuck and you don't know what name to use, use the name of Allah Al-Mujib. The one who answers the call of the needy. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ وَأَنَا مُضْطَرٌّ وَأَنْتَ مُضْطَرٌّ وَهِيَ مُضْطَرَّةٌ وَكُلُّنَا مُضْطَرُّونَ. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. أَإِلَٰهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Who is the one who answers the call of the needy? Who is the one who alleviates your pain, your stress and distress? Who is the one who makes you inheritors on earth? Allah says, is there anyone other than Allah? Brothers and sisters, do you know that Allah Azza wa Jalla gets upset when you don't call upon Him? Allah yaghdab in tarakta su'alahu. Na'am, in hadith reported by Bukhari Muslim and others, inna Allah yaghdab, man lam yas'al Allah yaghdab alayhi. Whoever does not invoke Allah, Allah will become furious at that person. Whereas when you were to ask someone, that person may get angry. Why you always ask me? Why me? Why don't you go ask somebody else? Why don't you go? Why me? But Allah, the day when you choose not to ask Him, He becomes angry. And لَا تَسْأَلَنَّ بُنَيَّ ابْنَ آدَمَ حَاجَةً وَاسْأَلِ الَّذِي أَبْوَابُهُ لَا تُحْجَبُ. الله يغضب إن تركت سؤاله وبني آدما يغضب حين يسأل يغضب. Ask him and don't ask anyone else. Although it's permissible, but make Allah Azza wa Jalla the source when you get stuck and lost. The doors you feel like they are locked behind you. Run to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasten to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rush to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look what Allah says. When you get scared of something, you run away from that thing. But when you have that fear of Allah, you run towards him. Fafirru, which means Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Firar. Running away from something. But Allah says, fafirru, run towards him subhanahu wa ta'ala. What shall I do in my dua today? How shall I make that dua? How can I make sure that this dua will be answered today, inshaAllah ta'ala? I'm going to share with you some etiquettes on how to make dua and some adab on how to make dua, inshaAllah ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters, try to remember as much as you can before you go and raise your hand and making that dua. It is an etiquette, it is a sunnah that you make wudu. Go and make wudu first. Even the sisters who are going to the menses, they can make dua, of course, and make wudu. Regardless, go and make your wudu. This is number one. Number two, facing the Qibla. All these are sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad mm-hmm. Facing the Qibla. Chances are, or more chances are, that your dua will be accepted. Especially those who are by the Kaaba. You know, you're looking for a signal, phone signal. You try to look for the signal. Huh? The best signal is when you're in front of the Kaaba. Your dua will be mustajab, inshaAllah ta'ala. So at least now I'm facing the Qibla. I'm not facing the Kaaba, but I'm facing the Qibla, inshaAllah ta'ala. This is, again, the dua. This is what the Prophet Muhammad did in the day of the battle of Badr, when Abu Bakr went to see him and he found the Prophet facing the Qibla and making dua, raising his hand, making dua. Raise your hands when you're making that dua. There are cultural things. Sad cultural things. You see people sometimes making dua and putting their hands together like this, or this, like this, or like this, or like this. Please, raise your hand like the Prophet used to do. Sometimes his armpit used to be shown, alayhi salatu wasalam. Raise your hands, both of them like this, and ask him Allah. And then start by praising him first. Start first by praising him, glorifying him. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam. If you start your dua without making salat on Prophet Muhammad, it's another disrespect. It's missing. They said dua is missing when you are starting without salat ala nabi and ending without salat ala nabi. So you start with salutation of Prophet and you end with salutations of Prophet. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulullah. Then start praising him, glorifying him, using his names and attributes. Allahumma ya arhamar rahimin, ya dhat al-quwwat al-matin, ya rahim al-du'afa wal-masakin, ya ahad, ya samad, ya alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad, ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya wahid ya qahhar, ya waliyyu ya hamid. Using his names and attributes, whatever name that you know from Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, and glorify him, glorify him, glorify him, ya arhamar rahimin, kama rahimta yaqub wa radadta lahu basarah wa rahimta. Start asking Allah Azza wa Jalla, talk to him. Before you ask him, talk to him, talk to him. Ya Rabbi, you know. Ya Rabbi, you know what I'm going through. You know what my family is going through. You know what my children are going through. Ya Rabbi, you know our problem. Ya Rabbi, you know this. Ya Rabbi, I... And then, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam says, Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijabah. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلِ اللَّهِ. Hadith Rawi al-Bukhari, narrated by Abu Huraira, when the Prophet says, "Ud'u Allah," when you make dua, rest assured that Allah will answer your dua. If you have any doubt that Allah will not answer your dua, Allah will not answer your dua. If you have doubt, I'm just going to make dua and then we'll leave it up to Allah. No, you don't do that. You make that dua and you rest assured that your dua will be mustajab, inshaAllah ta'ala. يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ. Another hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah again, reported by Tirmidhi and others, that the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says, يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُعَجِّلْ يَقُولُ دَعَوْتْ فَلَمْ يُسْتَجَبْ لِي فَلَمْ يُسْتَجَبْ لِي. The Prophet says that Allah shall answer your call as long as you don't hasten the dua. A man will say, I made dua and Allah did not answer my dua, then Allah will not answer that dua. There are three beautiful things Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah says when you make that dua. Number one, either Allah Azza wa Jalla will answer it on the spot, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ward off an evil that was meant to happen to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove it because of that dua. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will store that dua which you have made in Jannah, so that the man will go and you find things, beautiful things, myriads of things, and say, oh Allah, how did I get this? How did I get that? Allah will reveal to that person, ya Abdi, on day so and so you made dua, I did not give you what you wanted, but I gave you this in replacement. The man will say, I wish you did not answer any of my du'as. When that person sees what Allah has replaced his du'as with. So rest assured, inshallah ta'ala, when you're making that dua, use your heart. Repeat the dua three times, which is one of the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad salam. Repeat the dua thrice. Allahumma hdini, Allahumma hdini, Allahumma hdini, Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli. This is dua to ask Allah to be safe from hellfire. Allahumma ajirni min al-nar, Allahumma ajir awladi min al-nar, Allahumma ajir ahli min al-nar, Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. This is the dua, this is the time, this is that dua where you can ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for the best of the dunya and the best of the akhirah, inshaAllah ta'ala. And if you want your dua to be accepted, and I want to end with this, inshaAllah ta'ala, stay away from haram. Stay away from consuming haram. And you know this hadith of the traveling man who was traveling, raising his hands. Hadith is in Bukhari. Saying, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. And the Prophet says, this man, he eats from haram. He dresses from haram. He drinks, he consumes haram. How would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer dua coming from such a man? When Sa'd told Rasulullah, ya Rasulullah, make dua for me. Make Allah answer my dua. Kun mustajab al-dua. I want to be mustajab al-dua. Then the Prophet says, atib mat'amak. تكون مستجاب الدعاء. أطب مطعمك. Consume halal. Stay away from haram. Deal with halal. Allah subhanahu. Don't tell me the sheikh said so and so. The sheikh or the alim gave me fatwa for this. Allah has given fatwa from above the seven skies. Stay away from haram. And do halal. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your dua. بإذنillah. Today is a day of Arafah. Inshallah ta'ala, I will be here. Since we have a program tonight, the seerah, the walking with the Prophet Muhammad, we call it, or upon the footsteps of the Prophet between Maghrib and Isha. But inshallah ta'ala, we will do something special today. What is it? Inshallah, we will be here at least half an hour before Maghrib. Because this is the best time for dua. From Asr until Maghrib. And we will be making dua in Arabic and English, inshallah ta'ala, in Jama'ah. If you have time, come join us for dua. If you don't have time, make sure that you take some time from your own busy schedule and make dua with your family, inshallah ta'ala. Other than that, I will see you here today, inshallah ta'ala, before Maghrib, 8:30, bi'idhnillah, we will start our dua, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt. Allahumma ahdina wudibina wa jahanna sabab li man ihtada. Allahumma arina al-haqq haqqan wa zuqna tiba'ah, wa arina al-batila batilan wa zuqna shinabah. Allahumma yamqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deen. Allahumma yamusallif al-qulub, sallif qulubana ala ta'atik. Allahumma la tada' lana fi maqamina hadha dhanban illa ghafartahu, la hamman illa farajtahu, la daynan illa qadaytahu, la dhalan illa hadaytahu, la maridan illa shafaytahu. ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا وقضيتها أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام ولا تجعل أحدا من المسلمين منهم. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا رحم الضعفاء والمساكين يا أحد يا صمد يا الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد نسألك اللهم باسمك العظيم الذي إذا سئلت به أجبت. اللهم ارفع مقتك وغضبك عنا. اللهم اشف كل مبتلى. اللهم اشف كل مريض. اللهم اشف كل مريض. اللهم عاف كل مبتلى. اللهم عاف كل مبتلى. اللهم يا رب اقض الدين عن كل مديون. اللهم اقض الدين عن كل مديون. يا ارحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين يا ذات القوة المتين. نسألك ببركة هذا اليوم المبارك. نسألك ببركة هذا اليوم المبارك يوم الجمعة وهذا اليوم المبارك يوم عرفة. نسألك لأننا ليس لنا رب سواك فندعوه ولا إله سواك فنرجوه. نرجوك ونتوسل إليك. ندعوك باسمك ذلك العظم الذي إذا دعيت به أجبت وإذا سئلت به أعطيت يا رب العالمين. كما رحمت يعقوب ورحمت يوسف ورحمت أيوب ورحمت جميع أنبيائك يا رب العالمين ارحمنا في هذا اليوم المبارك. اللهم تقبل دعانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم الطف بنا، اللهم يا كريم أكرمنا، اللهم يا كريم أكرمنا، اللهم يا قوي قوينا، اللهم يا عفو اعف عنا، اللهم يا تواب تب علينا، يا تواب تب علينا، يا ودود ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا واحد يا قهار، يا واحد يا قهار، يا واحد يا قهار، يا حنان يا منان، يا بديع السماوات والأرض، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حي يا قيوم، تقبل دعاءنا، استجب لدعائنا، يا مجيب استجب لدعائنا، يا ربي يا ربي استجب لدعائنا، يا ربي استجب لدعائنا. اللهم ارفع هذا البلاء عنا، اللهم ارفع هذا البلاء عنا، اللهم احفظنا واحفظ أولادنا وبناتنا، اللهم احفظ أولادنا وبناتنا، اللهم يا ربي بأوباءنا آباءنا وأمهاتنا، اللهم يا ربي الأحياء منهم اغفر لهم، تجاوز عنهم، اللهم يا ربي اكرمهم واحسن إليهم، والأموات منهم اغفر لهم، تجاوز عنهم، نقهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس، اغسلهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. سبحانك ما أكرمك، سبحانك ما أحلمك، سبحانك ما أعظمك، سبحانك ما أرضفك، سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك، سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك، سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك، سبحانك سبحانك. اللهم اغفر لنا وعافينا وعافينا يا رب العالمين في هذا اليوم المبارك يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروا الله يذكركم وأقيموا الصلاة.